How's Kareem?
Good. Yeah, good. He should be ready to go.
Is that Kareem you were asking about?
Yes. Kareem Jackson.
Bill, hi, is it satisfying for you personally to be in this, 6-6, but in the position that you're in? I know you take one game at a time, but the bottom line is you're still in a good position. How satisfying is that for you, considering how far this team had to come to be?
I said to the team after practice today that, they really put a lot of hard work into all of this. If you go all the way back to OTAs, training camp, obviously week in and week out, and certainly we'd all like to be better than 6-6. I mean, we understand that. We go out there every week. We do everything we can to win the game. Some of the games haven't gone the way we want them to go, and others have gone pretty well. So, at the end of the day, I think that these guys understand that these December games, like, that's what all that work is for, and so hopefully they go into these games and they're focused and they're they bring a lot of energy, and I believe they will. They've had a good week of practice, and we're looking forward to the game.
Is it even more satisfying when you consider that you've had a quarterback change, you've had injuries, Arian hasn't had a full season, your number one pick hasn't been able to, you've had to.
Yeah, I understand. I really do. I understand what you're asking, but I think one of the things in my experience in this league is you have to be ready for anything, So on a week-to-week basis, a month-to-month basis, anything can happen as far as injuries or, anything. So I think you have to be adaptable as a coaching staff. The players have to be adaptable. And that's one thing I give these guys credit for is that if somebody went down, give you an example of an injury, if somebody couldn't play in a game, hey, there's Alfred Blue. He stepped up and had, a good football game against Cleveland. Things like that have happened throughout the years, I think throughout the weeks. We've had DBs, corners specifically, Daryl Morris, A.J. Boye, Jamal Roll, step up and play pretty good football for us. So I think that's part of the NFL that we, our players really, really understand that it's the next man up.
After winning last week, a lot of emphasis was put into how you guys strung three good days of practice together. You feel like they did that this week?
We've had a good week of practice. That's not always an indication of how you're going to play. I've obviously been around teams that have had terrible weeks of practice and went out there and played very well, and then vice versa. So it's not always an indication. But I do give these guys a lot of credit. They've practiced well over the last 2 weeks, this week included.
As far as the secondary goes, I was asking Kendrick Lewis about, you have such a great ability to get picks. Last year's team had trouble getting turnovers. He said, we do, but we all stay within the framework. We all, we remind ourselves, we got to stay within the framework of the defense.
Yeah, Lou is a very good example of a guy that does his job. And what he's telling you there is exactly what it takes in December to win games, is every guy going out there and doing their job first within the scheme that's called. And I think overall, especially over the last couple weeks on defense, our guys have done a pretty good job of that, and that has to continue, because Rack and his staff, they put those guys in a good position to make plays, and then those guys have gone out and made the plays. You give Jay Joe a ton of credit. Jamal Roll has a bunch of interceptions, and it's good, and I think that as long as they're doing their job, and then that interception comes in the framework of the defense, like Kalu's saying, that's really good for our defense.